Wednesday, November 16th. This is Marnie Richardson reporting for the NAC Podcast Orchestra on Tour. Tonight we are backstage at the Jack Singer Performance Hall in Calgary. We are speaking with NAC Orchestra musicians and staff about the trials and tribulations of touring, both of this tour and tours gone by. We are now speaking with Don Renshaw.
And how are you this evening?
Don, tonight's podcast is about trials and tribulations of touring. Perhaps you've been locked out of your hotel room. Perhaps your luggage has been lost. Tell our listeners what has happened to you.
Oh, I would love to tell the listeners what exciting and wonderful things happened to me, but alas, nothing has happened to me. I've had a very uneventful tour so far, always making sure that I have my little card key in my pocket before leaving the room. And, a little bit of a ding in my trombone bell, but that's par for the course. Have trombone, will ding it on tour. So that's about it. Food's good. You know, ordering room service a lot is a special treat for a while, and then you really crave dirty dishes. You see, I'm at a loss now. I haven't washed a dish in a while, and I need to get home and get my dishpan hands back again.
What about previous tours? Anything happen on previous tour?
Once again, I'd love to say, oh, wait a minute. Now you've just brought something to mind. Yes, I was charged $75 for overweight baggage. Yes, I do overpack. This is on this tour, and I was reimbursed by the Art Center, thankfully. But previous tour was, first one was last year, and out west to British Columbia, and I can't recall anything earth-shattering then.
What about the time in the Atlantic tour when the fire alarm went off in the concert? Tell us about that.
I'd love to tell you about that, but I wasn't there because I wasn't on that tour. But if I hear anything really juicy, I'll get back to you. All right.
Stand by, folks. Don Renshaw is going to do some investigating and report back later. I'm now backstage with Felix Acevedo.
This is my friend Doug Borden, who is a bass trombone in the orchestra, left a message on my hotel phone. And when I got into the room, I decided to answer. So his room number was 911. Now, in the message, he said, the good way to remember that is just remember 911. I said, oh, that's interesting. I said, never forget it that way. Well, I went to dial the number without realizing that you have to dial a 7 before the actual room number, or else I thought you could just dial in the room number and you immediately get transferred to the room. So I dialed 911, and to my shock and horror, I get this this very authoritarian person in the other says, yes, can I help? But this is 111. Is there an emergency? I says, oh, no, there's no emergency. I'm sorry. I'm just dialing hotel room, and I dialed it incorrectly. I turned, are you sure there is no emergency? I said, oh, yes, I'm very sure. I'm sorry. This is a really bad mistake. I'm really sorry about that. He says, okay, sir. And then I hung up. And then, of course, I realized, dial 7, then dial 911. And, of course, I told Doug what it was. He was really hysterical with that story, but it was such a shock to hear that I'm expecting Doug's voice, and I hear this person, is there, can I help? Is there an emergency? This is 911. So, it's not an emergency. Oh, brother. Anyway, very embarrassing little moment there.
Things like this happen when you get near the end of the tour and everyone is very tired.
Yes, that's for true. Yeah, you just, little things slip up and you just, you know, just don't know how you did that. But it's a good one to remember.
Thanks so much, Felix.
Thank you.
We're now backstage talking with Tim McGahey.
I've had it for 63 years, and I'm not too sure of the pronunciation. No, this trip we had terrible weather in northern Ontario. Last year when we came out, going down into Golden was a nightmare, and northern Ontario was a nightmare. And this year, I have a co-driver. My son is with us this time driving, and we're having a nice time, and he's missing my granddaughter, his daughter, and it's fun calling home and getting to talk to a new baby. And gee, would you believe that I'm out of things to talk about? Mostly because most of the stories I can tell, I can't tell. Now, there's Lynn Hammond just coming through the door, and she has lots of stories about touring, and some of them can be told. All yours can. No, when we used to drive without logbooks and before the regulations were as tight as they were, we would drive a lot more hours, longer hours. And you, if you're driving at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and you're really, really tired and you're fighting to stay awake, you start to hallucinate. And the other drivers call them road ghosts. A leaf will blow across the road and you say, oh my God, I hit a cow. Or a mailbox becomes a train. It's really bizarre, and it's just from being overtired. And I was driving working for the Philip Glass Ensemble one time, driving across the desert from Los Angeles to New York, and a spider came up, a huge, big, like 5 pounds of 1 foot across, a spider came up the gear shift and right up the windshield and over my head while I was driving, and I freaked out. And then I realized, it took me a year or so to look back and say, oh yeah, Tim, you were just really, really tired and you were hallucinating. At least I hope I was. Otherwise, that truck has still got a big spider in it someplace, really. But we can't do that sort of thing anymore. We're limited to 10 hours driving and we have to pull off and we have to log our hours. And it's a different ballgame now than it was then. And then we were trying to log enough hours to make enough money to make some kind of a rent payment or some of the other place. Ideally, things are a little better now in my retirement. My pension keeps me away from road ghosts.
Thanks very much, Tim. Drive safe. And here's Nicole Milne, who has just joined us. She works for the communications department at the National Arts Center, and she's just arrived in Calgary to help with this event tonight. Nicole, what do you have to say about touring?
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long.
Favorite thing about going to Alberta and Saskatchewan? Old Dutch chips.
She's looking for material.
Laura Weber is going to tell us what her trials and tribulations have been on this tour.
Thank you, Marnie, for that kind introduction. What do you want me to say? When I arrived in Saskatoon last week, how we were delayed for 4 hours in Toronto, and we finally arrived in Saskatoon, and my luggage hadn't. And 200 concert tickets were in my luggage bag, as well as all my clothing and personal belongings. So I made my way to the auditorium with no concert tickets and had to reassign 200 seats for 200 of our guests, with a smile, of course. And then made my way to the nearest Gap to purchase a very cheap outfit for the reception that evening, because jeans just didn't cut it. And then today, on to Calgary. I arrived in Calgary yesterday, and all is fine. And I haven't arrived yet. I'm sitting on the plane, and I see the flight attendant approaching me. And he's looking at me, and I'm saying, uh-oh, what now? He comes to see me. He hands me a piece of paper, and he tells me, I'm sorry, Ms. Weber. It seems your luggage hasn't made it this time. It will be on the next flight to Calgary, which arrives at 11:30 p.m. And I said, okay. From now on, I fly WestJet.